Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, August 13th, and on this day in 1899, legendary filmmaker Alfred Hitchcock was born. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Fall Ground will now limit the public speaking time at meetings. An Acworth man was indicted in a road rage shooting. We'll have these stories and more on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Credit Union of Georgia is a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative that will provide you with personalized customer service, a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs across the country, and convenient locations right here in Cherokee County, including the brand new Hickory Flat Branch. Become a member today or apply for a loan online at cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia. Georgia, the better way to bank.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough.
The Ball Ground City Council unanimously approved a public comment policy Thursday that implements a three-minute time limit per speaker. Speakers, according to Ball Ground attorney Daryl R. Caudill Jr., are not allowed to discuss matters that are exempt from Georgia's Open Meetings Act, including real property acquisitions, topics that would involve active litigation and attorney-client privilege, or city personnel issues. For speakers to participate in public comment, the policy is that speakers will state their name and direct comments to the council as a whole. The council also asks that everyone else who's listening to be respectful and courteous of others during the public participation portion of the meeting. A Cherokee County grand jury has formally charged an Acworth man with shooting a man multiple times in his car at a traffic light. Wade McEwen of Acworth is charged with criminal attempt to commit murder, aggravated assault, aggravated battery, possession of a firearm during commission of a felony, criminal damage to property in the first degree, terroristic acts, and reckless conduct, according to an indictment filed August 9th. According to the arrest warrant, Wade was traveling west on Highway 92 when another driver attempted to pass, but Wade blocked him. Investigators determined that after the other driver, identified as 25-year-old Jason Daxon, attempted to pass several times, both vehicles were stopped at the traffic light at Highway 92. Wade began firing through his driver's side window at Jason and then continued firing as Jason turned around and went east on Highway 92. A bond hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. August 15th, followed by a criminal arraignment on September 14th.
I'm getting this book on UFOs. Did you know they're real? But there's a huge government conspiracy to cover it up.
Oh, that's just a fantasy.
Reinhardt University has opened a new bookstore ahead of the start of the fall semester. The Landing Book and Mercantile is on the main floor of the Hasty Student Life Building. The bookstore provides easy access to groceries, snacks, school supplies, toiletries, and school spirit items. The grand opening is today. Connected to the Landing is a new Starbucks coffee shop. The shop offers all the standard Starbucks coffee drinks as well as quick bites for students running between classes or on their way to practice. Starbucks opens August 15th.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine?
The Folia Group and Canton City officials recently broke ground this week on a 138-home community known as Sanctuaire in downtown Canton. When completed, Sanctuaire will include both single-family homes and townhomes within walking distance of downtown Canton and the Etowah River. Phase 1 will feature 14 single-family homes along Railroad and Academy Streets. Phase 2 will include 124 single-family homes and townhomes off John T. Pettit Street. The community will range from three-story, four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath single-family homes to one-level, two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath cottages with several sizes and styles in between. The two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath slab homes will start at about $600,000, according to Chad Davis, real estate agent with Engel & Volkers Buckhead, Atlanta. A representative of the developer said they hope to have standing inventory in 9 to 12 months, depending on supply chain restraints.
Engineered solutions of joy. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
Reinhardt Football has high hopes for the 2022 season. Here's Matt Golden with more.
Reinhardt was tabbed as the team to beat in the Appalachian Athletic Conference following the release of the conference's inaugural preseason coaches poll. The rankings were voted on by each of the six AAC coaches, with the Eagles receiving five of the six first-place votes. Bluefield, which received the other first-place vote, was second, followed by Kentucky Christian, Union, Point, and St. Andrews. The AAC is in its first year of sponsoring football, bringing Reinhardt's football team into the same conference as the majority of its other sports. The Eagles had won the last six titles in the Mid-South Conference's Appalachian Division. Reinhardt went 9-3 last season with a 6-0 conference record, averaging 43.8 points per game against Mid-South Appalachian competition. Reinhardt also came in number 9 in the NAIA preseason top 25 poll, mirroring its final 2021 ranking. The Eagles made the NAIA playoffs last year but fell to Kaiser 16-13 in the first round. For more on this story, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Cherokee County School District Superintendent Brian Hightower shared a State of the School District report with the Rotary Club of Canton on Tuesday, in which he gave highlights from the start of the new school year. CCSD opened schools with a 99.98% staffing rate, significantly better than Metro Atlanta, state, and national averages. The district also started with more teachers. Federal pandemic funding was used to hire an additional 125 teachers this year to keep class sizes low and allow for more individual student support. The superintendent said CCSD's staffing success is due to intentional efforts to retain outstanding employees through fostering a positive culture, maintaining competitive compensation and benefits, and offering beneficial professional development and career ladders. Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services helped contain a tar spill in Pickens County Wednesday after a tanker trailer was in a crash there. Cherokee Fire's hazardous materials team was asked for aid by Pickens County Wednesday morning to help with a hazmat spill on Highway 53 in front of the historic Tate House. Pickens County Fire and Rescue extricated the driver before Cherokee County responders arrived. An estimated 3,000 to 5,000 gallons of hot tar was leaking from a breached tanker trailer, and diesel fuel was found leaking from the saddle tanks on the tractor. The diesel fuel leak was quickly contained, but the hot tar was slowly flowing into a roadside culvert and nearby pasture. The Cherokee Hazmat team deployed containment booms in the flow to slow and stop more tar from flowing into the culvert. Pickens County Public Works delivered 18 tons of sand to assist with the containment. Containment equipment was left in place until a hazardous materials contractor could arrive to fully mitigate the spill.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. All rights reserved.